The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. A great day here. We've just covered the first 24 hours of trading of a new calendar week. Well, we're about to anyway. It's about an hour and a half, or so, 2 hours away or so. It's a really important time to have a look at things after 24 hours is done. And the reason why is that we get to see the full world's attention and what they do and how they've reacted over that 24 hours. So, of course, to start the week off, obviously I do a scan every Monday morning. I do 5 days a week and try and take a weekend off and just maybe do a little watch list. But on the Monday, often some of the things that we see that are fairly familiar are that the market goes a little bit sideways or just slows down over the weekend for the most part. We have seen that buck the trend every now and again, but usually the weekends are a lower period of trading activity, which might suggest to me that during the weekends, it's more or less the retail people only. And what I mean by that is that people that are trading larger volumes, bigger numbers, probably doing this full time, whether that be through managing a fund of their own or their own money and they've got a fair bit of it, it's likely that the attention is throughout the week because people do like to take breaks. And that's the only thing I can sort of get my head around as far as why that weekend sort of volatility eases. Because, I mean, it's the only market in the world that is open over the weekend, well, from my experience anyway. Usually, you know, even with foreign exchange, it will close at a certain time for me here in Sydney on a Saturday morning. So the only thing that makes any sense is the professionals sort of ease off and take some time out over the weekend and the remainder are there. And that's why we don't see a great deal of momentum. That's my thoughts for this year anyway. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before and I will be wrong again. But speaking of the markets, let's have a quick walk through. I just want to walk you through what I'm seeing here to start my day off. I mean, what I'm looking at right now is a Bitcoin chart that's really not doing a great deal, and it's evidenced by the fact that we're down 0.01 of a percent. If I compare that to Ethereum, which is 0.37% down, again, we're looking rather boring. It's not a market that's of any interest whatsoever to me at the moment. That being said, if it was to continue to push on to create a new higher high within this trend on Ethereum, that high is currently at 225 and we're currently sitting at 212, then the low that we've had would be somewhat significant. But we still have a way to go before it proves itself. Now, as thought in the first place, and this is one of the reasons why I left Bitcoin Cash alone, it ran up and very, very quickly, it's running back down. It's pretty common to see these sorts of things happen after around fork dates when the market does react. It is very, very common indeed. As a matter of fact, it happens nearly all the time. EOS is also having down day 0.73. I mean, Bitcoin Cash, sorry, is down 3.24%, so the largest of the down momentum plays so far. EOS is a very boring looking chart again, still sitting within a range. It's sitting in a very similar range to that of Bitcoin, except for this range is between $5 and $6. Not a great deal going on there. And it's really just pretty much just stable after it's had that deeper pullback. Again, that could be a higher low in time. Cardano has pulled back. It is a bullish candle. It's one of the few that are up today, 0.28% Cardano against the dollar. And look, there could be a little bit of resistance starting to form there for a potential Bitcoin breakout trade. That's something that I'm going to keep an eye on there for sure. Stellar Lumens had a pullback in. The only issue I've got with Stellar Lumens is that on Bitfinex, it's got a little bit of weak volume. It's not the most liquid of charts, but it's broken. It's pushed through and it's just pulling back and holding in that zone at the moment, and it's looking quite good in the daily there, but a pullback in progress. NEO is really just kind of a confused sideways looking chart. IOTA is up 1.42% today, but not of any interest to me really. It doesn't look all that fantastic. Ripple, surprisingly and interestingly, so I shouldn't say surprisingly, but interestingly, has a little 3% move today, cheeky 3%, pulled back into that cradle zone after a very strong run-up again the last couple of weeks. And, the momentum carries on with Ripple. No trading opportunities for me just yet, but still interesting to see how that's playing out. And Litecoin, the once darling, is now very boring. Being heading south once again, down 1.24%. So across the market, there's not a great deal going on. In the top 10, that is. There are opportunities elsewhere. Stellar Lumens being the standout for me the last sort of 12 to 15 hours across the rest of the market. Wax is also looking quite good there if you're willing to trade it on Bittrex these days. Relatively low volume, so those with larger accounts probably wise to maybe just reconsider that one, as I will be. Because I hope you have a fantastic day. It is a cracking day. Go ahead and enjoy it. Jump across to tradercob.com. We've got some very exciting things coming out soon. Brand new, free for you. So sit back, get to the website, tradercob.com, and I'll do the rest for you. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.